Yeah.
Mr. Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I just learned, I'm not sure because Pat hadn't told me, I think that ABC documentary on her is tonight, isn't it?
Right, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. I just called Julie and found that she's on board a ship till 8:30, so I told him to try to get a message to her to watch it, but, because apparently...
We can have it, have a tape for her to see when she gets up here if she misses it.
Good. We'll do that. Did you happen to, did you happen to have a chance yet to talk to Don about coffee?
No, I haven't.
I'm extremely intrigued, but I'll tell you one thing that does intrigue me about it. It's just the idea of having somebody around in this next year that I'm totally comfortable with.
Right.
Now, frankly, it could be coffee, or Brennan, for that matter. What I meant is, it can't be Brennan because of his rank. But the reason is that it takes me a hell of a long time to get acquainted with anybody, to get used to them,
yeah.
See? Like, it'll take time for Camel to fit in.
Right.
He's doing fine, and he's just fine, but I couldn't put him in it now.
Nope.
Now, it just occurred to me that if I put a totally new man in at this time, gee, I just don't want to go through it.
Well, I think that's right.
That was the major reason, frankly, for my, if I had my druthers, as I told you, not to shift Don, recognizing that in a campaign that he isn't perhaps the most, shall we say, unflappable fella. Nevertheless, at least I know him. Now, Coffey apparently has organizational building and command and the rest.
He does, more than Brennan.
I'm sure he has.
Much better manager than Brennan.
But the point about Coffey is that Coffey, when he is around, is he's somewhat like Steve Bull. He's extremely easy on me, you know what I mean? He raises things, and he's quiet, and he smiles, and he doesn't smile, he doesn't talk, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He just knows how to sort of melt into the woodwork.
Yep.
And I think you, of course, could, in order to make it a little more, if Don, of course, is sort of with his loyalty to the Air Force, that Air Force man and so forth, but that's all right. But you could sort of say, look, that the real need here is for the president to have a man that he's used to and so forth. And then you can also say, and Don, let's not overlook the fact that it could be very, very effective from a political standpoint.
Yeah.
Don't you think both arguments are quite, will appeal to him?
Yeah. I think that's right.
I just think that the cost.
Maybe the other thing, if you would feel better the other way, is to consider the point of Don staying through the thing.
Well, I could, except, Bob, I don't really feel he's the best man.
Okay.
For the reason you mentioned, that Don, if he does stay, he's going to have to be, I mean, we're going to have a hell of a lot of travel and contact and that sort of thing. And Don is simply a little too uptight. Mm-hmm. For this sort of thing, would you agree or not?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. I think it's been tough for him because
he just so desperately wants to do the best, and he's so concerned about being the right things, right? And also it isn't best. I just think it isn't best. I think the best thing is to sell the coffee idea.
Of course, the argument for coffee would be taking a step up by staying, where Don is just staying in place by staying.
That's right.
And so you're not hurting Coffey in the way that you would be hurting Don.
That's correct.
By keeping him on.
That's right.
And,
well, it's something to have a little talk about in any
event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, incidentally, Nell Yates was just fine on doing this one. She isn't as fast as Rose, naturally, because she's not used to she doesn't know my handwriting, she doesn't know the...
Right.
All that sort of thing. But she did a hell of a good job.
Did she?
Yeah, well, she's a capable girl.
She is very capable.
Very capable and quiet and all that sort of thing. And I really appreciated it. She did a damn good job. But I know, too, that without Rose, Marge can do it.
That's right.
Marge is just, she can do it without any... She knows all the... She can do it, I think... Probably almost as well as Rose.
Yeah.
And even on the speeches, but hell, I'm not going to have many speeches. You realize that?
That's right.
I'm not going to have many to chase. But Rose really ought to just sit there in that office and get on the telephone, call people, be a lady, you know, and that sort of thing. That's a terribly, be basically an executive secretary rather than, you know, mulling around about all of these intricate, you know, details and so forth.
Of course, the other thing that piles up on her is that damn signing business, and that we just, this is another excuse to get her to broaden that a little bit, too.
What does Marge sign?
I don't know whether she lets her or not. She won't talk much about that, but we've just got to get someone else signing.
Well, certainly others have done it for other presidents, haven't they?
They've
had more than one signer. I do not want that to go beyond somebody like...
Well, it's got to be right in the office or where it's controlled. The problem is you can't let it happen with people that
I think Marge could be...
We don't control.
Now, that signing is a hell of a burden, I must say. She signs pictures, she signs autographs, she signs letters.
Yeah.
And it is a hell of a burden.
And it's you know, dull and, and boring and all that.
And she'll see that maybe we throw Marge into that. I think you're right. Of course, we can, and particularly on the damn picture thing, maybe we just cut that down. Certainly, I think on the pictures, I'm going to get away from these written inscriptions. I'm just going to use those. Some of the congressmen bitch about them, but don't you think those... Just that script with the signature is perfectly adequate.
But sure, for any but, you know, the really personal ones, it is.
Well, if you start saying any personal, then you have every finance chairman is personal, you know what I mean? You start, well...
Yeah, but they... I don't know.
So, I guess for some, though, you got to do cabinet people, you got to do...
Yeah.
But Rose does those for me now, you know.
Well, she should.
Yeah. She does them all, and does them, but she can still do that. She can, we'll just keep a lot of the, I think. Connolly and Graham both put in a word on a subject that we've discussed it. I hope may come, and I'm in a way you can pat around. But Billy Graham, you know, he was marveling. I said the receiving line took an awful lot of time today. They had all the ethnics came in. God, they had about 50 ethnics, you know, from the ethnic committee.
That heritage group, yeah.
Yeah. So they all came through. In addition, the whole Graham, half of Chattanooga, and all the rest, and so it was about 380. And so we
made the point that you shouldn't do it.
And Graham said he just, and then the people wanted pictures and autographs. So then I, you know, was patient and signed everything. He says, as we went upstairs, he says, I just don't see how you do that. He says, I don't. He says, I get out afterwards. He says, I just don't take it. You know, he does. He's
no.
He doesn't believe in it.
Well, he's very smart. He has a very good recognition of the playing for the big things.
He doesn't. And when he got upstairs, he says, "I just feel that it's enough to invite these people to church, to the White House." And he said, "You invite them," and he said, "You don't." And Connolly says, "He says I agree completely." Connolly said, "He said of course everybody likes to it, but Pat says well the little children like it so much. Of course they like it, but my God, there are how many 15 million little children in the country?"
Yeah.
And even the little children in the administration, they don't really have to come through, do they?
No.
And I just feel that, so it's not quite as good. But I think we just go in there. You know, I always make a few little remarks at the beginning, and they see the president come in, and then they can go out afterwards and mingle around with cabinet people and the rest if they want and have a cookie.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty damn good, isn't it?
Well, I sure think.
And the other thing we did today, which I think might be good, we opened the second floor for them because there were so many.
Good Lord, for everybody?
Yep, for the Graham. So the whole bunch trooped upstairs. So it worked out fine. But
wow.
But everybody loved that. They always loved that. But that might be a nice sort of way to transition, just sort of say, well, we're open second floor, and then we. But we. Both Pat and I really, well, particularly I really should not go through a long handshaking thing with people. Now there's one problem here, you know. They invite people from all over here. Good God, they had this, you know, these ethnics. They had Dr. Bell who'd come in. They had Graham's. All of the top people in the Graham Crusade were there, and so.
No, that of course we did on purpose.
I know we did. Oh, I know. But the point is, what do you think of not shaking their hands? But Graham himself said no, he wouldn't do it.
I think he's right.
They wouldn't feel that it means a lot to do it, but it wouldn't mean a great loss if they didn't do
it,
would it?
I think that's it. It's another layer of frosting when you do it, but it's not in any way essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a balancing of priorities. How much do you give away?
Right. Well, we don't have to face that till next time around, but we might just try it.
Well, another possibility on it, I'm sure she wouldn't like the idea, but she wants to do it, is let Pat receive them afterwards and you go back to work.
Well, she's willing, I know.
She feels so strongly about doing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll, it's not that great a chore for me. I don't mind once a month, but church thing can be a... Occurred to me one other thing. In order that I could have, say, the Sunday off, what would you say to trying on the church thing of having it at the Vesper hour? Think we could do that?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, say.
And it might.
See my point? You don't interfere with the morning church.
Yeah, that's
folks
it.
Go
they
to.
Don't interfere with other
people. Don't have
church.
To come spend the night. They can come in and leave and just say you're invited to a worship service at 5 o'clock, and then they come in. They
White House Vespers, really.
Yeah. A Vesper service, and basically it's a worship service, and at either time, it doesn't have to be church. It occurred to me that way, you see, we would not be thinking that in terms of a Camp David deal.
Yeah.
It means you could go to Camp David and sit around for the day.
You have to come down till 3-4 o'clock.
You don't come down around 3 or 4 o'clock and people come in.
I think that's a good idea.
What do you think?
I don't see why
that way,
a problem at all.
And people could get out and play their golf or look at their football game or whatever the hell they wanted and come to church service at 5 o'clock. Well, anyway, these are things worth thinking about.
Darn right.
Okay. Colson, incidentally, was just reporting that they're having a hell of a flap about busing in Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah. There are only 2% of the people are Negroes there, but they're bussing them. And God, the Negroes are picketing, and the whites are picketing, and all hell
is
breaking.
That's why they start doing this in the north. They aren't going to get very far.
And I reminded him. I said, "Now look, you know that as far as bussing in the north is concerned, that is not because of the Supreme. Well, it is a little because of the way some people interpret Supreme, but it isn't because of what the administration. This is not HEW, you know." We don't put up these busing plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
We only work on de factos. I mean, de jures in the South.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's a. I think that the whole busing thing is a.
That's the thing where people are just nuts pushing this.
Thank you. Well, I'm convinced that we were correct in taking our initiative on Thursday, and then having Connolly hit it again Saturday.
I mean, Connolly got a good ride.
You know, he did, didn't he?
Done that, yeah.
And don't you feel that way? That it's
yep.
As your point is, it just frustrates the hell out of these people to put the monkey on their back.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll take the rest of the day off. That's fine.
Okay.